In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live. Before we begin to preach, I want to thank people for praying for me, all the prayers that have gone up so that I'd get stronger and stronger. I had the virus, and now I don't have the virus anymore, but I'm learning how to walk again. And so you keep on praying for me. Today, we're talking about miracles, Anthony and I. I want to share a miracle with you, and it happened during the summer. This woman came to us, to Father Matt and I, and she had 3 weeks to live. She said that there was a tumor that covered her liver. And so we prayed. I had her put her hand on her liver, and I put my hand on her hand, and we prayed that Jesus would heal her. We cursed that tumor. It had no right to grow in her. It had no right to grow in her. We cursed it. She comes back just recently and tells us the tumor was gone. It covered her whole liver, but she also has cancer in the stomach, and so we did the same. Her stomach. I tell you, God is a God of miracles. God is a God of miracles. He wants to do miracles. Let me tell you another story about a woman that's been coming to us. Her first cancer levels were in the thousands. After we prayed, it was like about 90. And now it's only about 8 or 9. This is God doing these things by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God is at work. And we need to know the God we serve is a God that is at work. He is not sitting on a throne thinking about how he's going to get us. He is sitting on a throne giving us ability to pray for the sick and to see them healed. I'm going to ask Anthony to share a miracle with you right now.
God bless you guys. It's good to be back. We're doing this broadcast with Father Tom live from the rehab center. And, you know, knowing Father Tom, it's a miracle in itself that Father Tom can be here from a phone talking to people from all over the world. But today's message is for you, and we do serve a God of miracles. We serve the living God. You know, a lot of times, God equips us. He equips us for what we're ready for. So if you want more miracle power to flow through you, if you want more gifts, you just got to go. I flew down to Las Vegas, and, you know, I filled a bag full of rosaries, and I walked down the strip. All I had was the anointing. I asked God, I just need your anointing. I need you to send me down your angels, Jesus. I know you're with me. And, you know, in faith, I walked down the strip, and I just let God guide my steps. And, you know, the things I saw, the God I serve is the God of power. If you're preaching the gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of Christ, power should follow. So there were people from, you know, every walks of life that we came down. I laid hands on them. I prayed for them. There was one person I was just praying, and the Lord told me to give them a word. I gave them a word. They didn't look too receptive, so I gave them a word. I gave them a rosary. I prayed for them. I walked away. But later, their angels led them back in front of me. And God told me to pray for him again. So we prayed. We talked for an hour. You know, we had him forgive his father. We renounced things from his past. You know, when we're one with God, God communicates through us. So God will give you a word to build someone's faith. But after praying with him, he told me that he was sitting there contemplating jumping off the hotel and committing suicide. And he got so flooded with the Holy Spirit, he had never felt so light. And I was laughing. I was like, listen, man, I'm nothing. I'm the worst sinner. But today, before the foundations of the world, God ordained that we would talk. And he ordained that you would get a touch from heaven. And he ordained today to be the day that you would be filled with the Holy Spirit and know the truth. Because only the truth can set you free. And the truth is the Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. You know, the day we're born, God already knows the day he's going to take you. So every day in between then of your life, it's ordained for you to just grow closer to the Lord, to learn to trust him more. Fear is useless. The perfect love of God drives out all fear. When you know where you're going, you're not scared. You're not scared to be lost. You know, you're all destined for so much more. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that the power of God falls on everyone listening in to this broadcast. To know that what we encounter through God, we become and we receive. So we ask, Lord, for you to let them encounter your love from the throne room, Lord. Let them encounter the truth. Baptize them in the Holy Spirit today, Lord. Give them the miracle they need. And I just pray the anointing comes on everyone like it came upon me today when Father Tom prayed with me, 2 years ago when Father Tom prayed with me. I just turned 32. I lived 29 years of my life without the anointing, without the miracle power of God, and I was empty. But every day God has something special to you. As Father Tom talks and gives testimonies, the anointing and the power of God, the miracle power of God, is going to pour out on you through the radio, through any vessel you're listening to. And we learn through our testimony, so God bless you.
From the very foundations of the world, God knew that you'd be listening to us today. It is no mistake. It is no mistake that you're listening to us today. Our God is a God of miracles. I was talking to Betty several days ago. This Betty, years ago, had fourth stage cancer. As a matter of fact, years later, she still has fourth stage cancer, but it doesn't grow any. And she drives all the way to Maryland to see her daughter. I tell you, she said, God healed me. Even though I have fourth stage cancer, I have a big garden that I planted. Even though I have fourth stage cancer, I'm not dying because God heals me. Even though I have fourth stage cancer, it's amazing. To me, you know what the doctors would say? Thumbs down, she hasn't got a chance. But you know what Jesus says? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And I hear someone saying, but I've done that and nothing happens. But you know what? I want you to continue to knock. Even if your knuckles start bleeding, knock and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. We serve a God of miracles, a God who knows how to do things that we don't even have an idea of what he wants to do. He says, think big when you pray. Do not think small. Think big, because I've got big things for you. Just recently, I was asked to pray for a young woman who was kind of lost. I guess kind of lost means the best thing to be lost is to be found. And We prayed for her. I want to say some things that are totally unfair. Totally unfair. I know of a nurse that worked in a hospital for 38 years. She did not get the vaccine. And you know what? They canceled her. 38 years this woman worked in one of the leading hospitals as a nurse. And guess what? They dumped her because she wouldn't get the vaccine. I know of a person who is in the service who has 19 years of service, and the service is forcing him to get the vaccine. And I tell you, don't be forced. Don't be forced. Don't be forced. Pray that God would give you the way. And you know, if he doesn't, I guess you have to take it. I guess you have to take it, but you do it in the name of Jesus. You do it in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is filled with hope for you. Hope does not fail, for the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today, that the love of God has been poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit? Do you know that today? That God has a plan for your life, a beautiful plan. You say, nothing ever happens to me. Well, let me tell you, something is happening. You're listening to us today, and you're hearing a gospel message that is not often preached, that we serve an all-powerful God, and that this God wants to bring healing to the sick. This message is not often heard. People say, well, you know, you just better be good, or do unto others that you want them to do unto you. I tell you, that's the golden rule. But I tell you, Jesus said, you shall do miracles, greater miracles than I do, because I go to the Father. I go to the Father, and miracles happen. They happen as we seek the face of God. As we seek the face of God, you need to start praying for people, for miracles, that they get better. And you know, that happened with one of my parishioners at Holy Rosary, Barbara. She prayed with a man who had cancer, and guess what? He was healed. Oh yes, we serve a God of power. We serve a God of miracles. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You shall be that, because I have carved you on the palms of my hands.
Amen. You know, our faith should never rest in human wisdom, but in God's power. You know, the gospel, when the gospel is preached, power should follow. You know, medicine and everything good is of God, but we never want to lift anything above God. And all I'll say is, God never forces anything. Nothing of God is ever forced. But, so, right now, I just feel that there's an angelic anointing over this broadcast for you. There's healing. You know, the Holy Spirit is the anointing, and God is omnipresent. He's outside space and time. So you can receive your healing now just by claiming it for yourselves. When I was in the airport about a week ago, there was a man reading the Bible, and he came up to me, and I was like, you know what, I started to talk with him. But upon telling him my testimony and telling him being flooded of the Holy Spirit and being healed, and I was just out there doing street ministry, he told me that the power of God, the Holy Spirit healing, it died with the last apostles. And I said, no, my friend, God wants to use you. If you're preaching the gospel, power, angels, Jesus should be following you as it is now. I told him we were praying. I started praying in the heavenly language in tongues and releasing the Holy Spirit. And he didn't understand that. He was trying to tell us that that's not biblical. But the truth is, it's all biblical. You serve a God of miracles. You serve a God of love, a living God. You know, why did God create humans? Why did he create you in your life? He created you because he wants to live in communion with you. Today, God wants friendship with you. He wants to reveal to you his secrets, friendship secrets with one another. He wants to speak with you from heaven to this earth. And the Our Father, you pray on earth as it is in heaven. You know, God wants to use you to bring a little touch of heaven upon this earth. You know, when we become saved in Christ, one day our destiny will be heaven. But we're not taken right away, because we still have a mission. You have a mission. You know, there's so much darkness in the world, but as a Christian, you're called to be the light of the world today. You did not choose God. He chose you. You know, it's an unmerited grace. The gift of eternal life that you've been given. It's an unmerited grace that you're listening to this broadcast. You know, we go down to Methadone Mile a lot and do street ministry, which is just it's a place in Boston where there's just a bunch of people of God, but they're just stuck on drugs or whatever. They're living in tents outside. But I'll tell you what, all their hearts are so wide open. And it happened to me sometimes. God writes our life. He writes your life almost backwards. He knows where you're going to finish. And he just lets you go through things in your life so that you can get to a point where you just start relying on your own power and you start opening your heart to the power of God. And that's what he wants today, because he wants a miracle to be done in your life. You know, we're in this rehab unit, the rehab unit with Father Tom. But we're going to be here and release the Holy Spirit. We know we serve a God of miracles. God can do anything at any time, and he's doing it now. So better than I can tell you, I'm going to just continue to pray. I just ask Jesus, you know, we know you sit in heaven on the right hand of the Father. We know that you already wrote every good deed we should do in a book in heaven and then sent us to this earth. We were made for good works to do for you. We're on this earth to grow closer to you and to gain merit for eternal life. You know, we know you want us to live a good life, but we know when we die, our house, our cars, it's all going to go. But what's going to be forever is our relationship with you, who we touched on this earth. You know, Saint Francis, many saints are saying, preach the gospel. Use words if necessary. You know, we preach the gospel by the love we carry, the grace we give to others. So Lord, just release that love, release the healing power of God. You know, we love the physical healings, but the true miracles are the healings of the soul, because this body goes, but our soul is eternal. And Lord, we just ask for encounters. The true knowledge is experiential knowledge. So give them the experience, Lord. Give them the experience of your goodness and touch them with the same fire you touch me and Father Tom with, and just light up their eyes in Jesus' name.
As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I have loved you. Today we're going to end with a healing service. Put your hand on any cancer that you have. Put your hand on any cancer that you have. In the name of Jesus, I curse these cancers. They have no right to grow in God's people. I curse them that they would wither and die when, now, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Jesus, that they would not go any other place in the body. I curse this cancer because it's not of you. I curse it and let it wither like the grass withers in the Holy Land when it's so hot. It withers. Let it wither and die. Let it wither and die. I pray for people that have headaches. Put your hands on your head. Migraine headaches healed by the power of Jesus today. Healed because Jesus Christ loves you. Healed. Migraine headaches. Never again shall you suffer a migraine headache.
Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, ageless one, you're my rock. Jesus, move them, move them, move them. Fall down all through the storms.
Your love
is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. Our hope is in God alone. God alone, our hope is in God alone. The anchor,
my hope is in you alone.
We worship you, Father. We worship you. Hallowed be your name. Blessed be your holy and glorious name, Father. We adore you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you for sending Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. We thank you for healing your people in the power of the Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. We bless you and we worship you.
Faithful one, so unchanging,
ageless one,
ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on you.
I call out to you again and again. Again, sinuses are being healed. Take a deep breath. You again and again.
Oh, one, so changing, matchless one. You're my rock of healing.
Knees are being healed. Knees are being healed.
I depend on you, Jesus. I call out to you.
We call out to you, Lord, because you are our Lord. We call out to you that you would pour out the anointing of the Spirit upon us, that the Spirit of God would come upon us in a mighty way. We call out to you, Lord, that you would give health to the sick, that you would give salvation to those that have sinned. We thank you and praise you. Lord Jesus, send these people to confession. I just went to confession today. Send these people to confession that their sins would be absolved, that they would experience your peace. Oh God, we cry out to you. May your peace be upon your people now and forever. Amen. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.